Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Otis scores. Patek moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Patek moves to third. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to home to get Patek. Paquette moves to third. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Page steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Porter to Patek and they have Scott trapped. The throw over to Mayberry, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens throws the ball into Patek, who tags Picciolo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Page takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gura now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek strikes out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.